This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Pro-Palestinian protesters occupy Columbia Building.
Breaking windows, zip-tying doors, even using bike locks.
Reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
It's a good step forward, but not enough.
Trump fined in criminal case.
The gag order violation was really the first headline this morning.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Even with threats including suspension or expulsion, pro-Palestinian protesters are still demonstrating. Columbia University in New York has limited campus access after protesters took over a building early this morning. This demonstrator saying,
"There's no business as usual during a genocide, and I'm very proud of my fellow students."
The takeover came hours after a deadline for the protesters to clear their encampment that some argue has created a hostile environment.
The rhetoric that's led to harassment and, like, anti-Semitic tropes has gone unchecked.
The administration here at Columbia is now threatening to expel student protesters who occupied the administration building. And they say seniors who participated in the encampment will be ineligible to graduate.
That's CBS's Michael George. Earlier today, police cleared an encampment at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and detained about 30 people. And at the University of Connecticut, police made arrests after protesters refused to remove tents. CBS News has learned that the Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees, a move that would offer a permanent safe haven to some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza. The U.S. is urging Hamas to accept the latest truce proposal in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says this deal, which includes plans to release more of the hostages, is about as good as it's going to get.
What's before us is a very healthy proposal to get those hostages out that Israel itself contributed to in a very good faith effort.
CBS's Matt Piper with more on a proposal by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration that will ease restrictions on marijuana.
The DEA proposal would recognize the medical uses of marijuana while also acknowledging it has less potential for abuse than more dangerous drugs. But Matthew Schweike with the Marijuana Policy Project says moving it from what's called a Schedule 1 to 3 still is not enough.
Even after this rescheduling, cannabis is going to be a Schedule 3 drug, which means it's still technically more dangerous than Xanax and Valium, which are prescription drugs. And if you take too much of, you'll die from an overdose. It's still considered more dangerous than alcohol.
The move would not legalize cannabis outright for recreational use. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Ahead of tomorrow's Fed rate decision, the Dow closes down 570 points. NASDAQ slid 325. Now this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Former President Trump is fined $9,000 in his criminal case for violating a gag order, CBS's Errol Barnett.
The judge also acknowledged that
$9,000 perhaps isn't that much to a man with Donald Trump's claimed net worth. And so that's why he also added this warning, saying that any more willful violations may lead to a necessary incarceration of the former president.
On the stand today, Keith Davidson, the former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, and Karen McDougal, who claimed they had sex with Trump and were paid for their silence. An effort threatened by some Republicans to oust their own House Speaker prompts Democrats to say they will save Speaker Mike Johnson's job. CBS's Nicole Killian on why.
Democrats had made clear that it was possible that they might be willing to throw Speaker Mike Johnson a lifeline if that foreign aid national security supplemental package advanced, which it ultimately did, passing both chambers of Congress.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. We're learning more about yesterday's ambush of law enforcement officers at a Charlotte, North Carolina home as they tried to serve a warrant. The suspect fired down on them from an upper floor, Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
We did recover so far on the scene an AR-15 rifle, a 40 caliber handgun, and also additional magazines and ammo.
A U.S. deputy marshal, two North Carolina Department of Corrections officers, and a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer were killed. Three other Charlotte police officers were wounded. A fourth suffered a serious foot injury. Police shot and killed the suspect. Some revised guidelines are issued for women's health. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has finalized recommendations on breast cancer screenings.
Studies suggest that if all women got mammograms every other year, starting at age 40, we could reduce breast cancer deaths by 20%.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadway's Tony nominations are out.
This girl is on fire.
Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen leads the way in the musical category with 13 nominations, tying Stereophonic, a play about a 70s rock band on the edge of stardom. Also in the running, The Outsiders. The adaptation of S.E. Hinton's novel gets 12 nods, a cabaret revival with Eddie Redmayne, 9. Up for acting awards, Jessica Lange, Daniel Radcliffe, Broadway newbie Rachel McAdams, and Succession's Jeremy Strong. Snubbed, Steve Carell and Alfred Molina for Uncle Vanya. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
The Tonys are June 16th on CBS. In 5 years, feds will require automatic emergency braking come standard on all new passenger vehicles. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.